In Pakistan, opposition politicians warned against vote rigging today, the eve of a general election that could usher in a parliament intent on forcing U.S. ally President Pervez Musharraf from power. Fears of militant violence have overshadowed the campaign and are expected to result in a low turnout. A suicide bomber killed 47 people yesterday in an attack on supporters of assassinated former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. The editor of Dawn magazine in Pakistan, Murtaza Razi, told us more about the mood in the country ahead of tomorrow's general elections.
There's considerable fear among people for violence breaking out in certain constituencies where the militants may try to obstruct the process of the elections. The opposition parties are doubting that the elections will be free and fair, but they are taking part under protest, and some of them are even boycotting the polls because they believe that any election held under the current dispensation presided over by President Musharraf will not be free. I think the country still is in some way reeling under the depression, you know, caused by the murder of Benazir Bhutto. People, you don't see the kind of enthusiasm that you associate with election time in Pakistan this time round, because there are fears. Nobody knows, you know, who's going to win and who's going to lose, and whether the polls will be free and fair. So, and because of the terrorists' attacks that have been taking place in recent days and weeks, big rallies have been absent from the political scene, which is very much part of the Pakistan political process.